Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Stream the show on the new ESPN Chicago app. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now, on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
So, Bulls were off last night. Cubs, Sox, both off. Blackhawks ended their disappointing season last night in a wild overtime game. Thank goodness I had the over. But it was entertaining. Controversial as well. But what? We wake up today.
What do you mean?
I'll get to that. Certain things we talked yesterday about. Things we know the line. Remember, it was last week.
Yeah.
Guy called in. Do you guys know the rules on the radio?
Yep.
Yep. There's seven words. And then Meller's response was, we're not owned by Disney. It's actually six words.
Exactly right.
So it's National Eat Whatever You Want Day.
It is.
So, like, Danny, he wouldn't even allow himself to splurge. Once. Like, Danny's biggest craving is, I think I know Danny well enough, I think it's eating a bagel and lox and cream cheese and tomato and onion or whatever he puts on it. But bagel, lox, cream, and Danny won't even do it on a day like today. He won't even do it at the Jewish holidays. But
fun.
99% of the world's going to go, oh, today I can eat whatever I want? Yeah, because it makes going back to the grind tomorrow that much sweeter.
Yeah, I don't know how today is any other day. You know, to me, that's, you know, like a normal Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's like any other day for me.
So
actually, I've gotten better with that, as you well know. So I've got a couple of things that if I was going to splurge, if I'm going to do it, it'd
and
be
by the
today.
Way, you have.
Yeah, I know.
My guy, he's looking. We were walking. Danny, sidebar, may I approach for a second? Armchair nutritionist.
Sure.
We're walking to the garage.
That's not. Well, he's the coolest judge ever.
Sure, approach.
Everyone's
yes,
welcome.
Counselor.
Sure.
You may approach.
What are you doing, Danny?
It was warm
last. I was being warm and opening, inviting.
That's
approach.
That's what judges do. Your Honor, may I approach? I have a preponderance of the evidence. I have some. Sure, man.
Cool.
Come on through.
Yeah. Take a hit on this.
What are you doing? Go ahead.
Anyway.
Proceed.
We were going to the garage, as we do almost every day. Hoodie took his coat off because it was really warm, and I looked at him, and I'm like, Hoodie, my guy, you look like you've been working out. He absolutely has. Proud of you, man. You're a grinder, man. Guy up late doing White Sox, back here in the morning, getting his workouts. I love it.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's a process like anything else, right?
It's a process.
It's a process.
It's a grind. So
it's day by day.
Okay, so today is Eat Anything You Want Day. Just enjoy. Number one thing, if you were going to do it, what is the number one thing you're going to eat?
Okay, this is going to hurt you a little bit, but it's Lou Malnati's deep dish. Now, you know, I haven't had a deep dish from Lou Malnati's probably in 5 years, because
mm-hmm.
usually either the low fat or
the right
or the thin crust.
Right. Or but, the crustless.
Yeah. Haven't done deep dish. You know, Lou's is my favorite.
Right.
As you well know, I've showed you like these other places where it's like kind of it tastes like bricks and they're heavy like bricks.
Right.
Awful.
Right.
I don't want to call out any places, but I'm beggaring of you of that. I'm telling you that Lou Malnati's is the best. So
beggaring of me.
So I just, it's just, you know, Cap, that would probably be one of them for sure. If I just eat anything
mm-hmm.
like that and then like a side of lasagna, like I could be able to take, but I'm not doing that these days.
Yeah, my wife's lasagna is simply sensational.
Yeah.
But if it was going to be like get out of here and go, I'm not working out today, I'm going to eat whatever I want. It would probably be
Portillo's.
Two hot dogs with mustard, relish, onions, a pickle spear,
right.
Celery salt, and fries, and a shake.
Yes, from Portillo's.
Portillo's, Michael's, yeah. Superdog. Superdog's pretty sweet, too. Right. Poochie's, any of those classic places. A beef and sausage combo. Awesome.
Hello, it's looking at you, Al's.
Yeah.
It's looking at you, pal.
Right. And then go to Mario's Italian Ice. I don't know if that's opened yet for the year. I think it has.
Right.
Mario's on Taylor Street? Oh, stop yourself. With fresh pieces of fruit in it?
And by the way, JR, I still owe you like a steak sandwich from Riccobenny's. Yeah, because I know he's a big fan. Riccobenny's, the steak sandwich you can't finish.
Never had it. Good, huh? Where is Riccobenny's? I've heard of it.
Like not too far away out of the UIC area. I got to look at the actual address. 31st, somewhere in there. West 31st.
Give you another one that I think it's... Mellor, you went to St. Lawrence. What was that? What street is that? 100 whatever?
No, 70...
Yeah, it was 79th. And,
okay, so it's near Rainbow Ice Cream. Rainbow Cones. I know that's near St. Rita.
Yeah, that's...
I passed by one...
they have a couple, yeah.
Six kinds of ice cream all blended into one.
Evergreen Park, like in that area, like 95th. I passed by that the other day, as a matter of fact.
It's spectacular.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sickeningly good.
So, I mean, there's a couple of things there for sure, but... You know, because I've loved pasta for a while, or definitely pizza.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably on the top of my list. That's for sure. The shake that you mentioned, the shake, that's something else too. Depending on where you go, like I can go to, like I mentioned to you last week, like Andy's. There's an Andy's on 95th.
Yeah, there's one by Northwestern. Yeah.
Oh, and like you can mix different calories and different flavors and
candies.
Stuff like it's tough, man.
And right.
Oh man, it's delicious. You get there, you know that. I can say, hey, honey, would you like to go on a date, on an ice cream date? And I have to drive her to 95th and just splurge on ice cream and just all the crazy toppings and all the crazy calories. Look, I don't mind doing it. I just can't do it as often as I once did.
Right.
But on a day like today, that would be the day.
That would be the
day. Oh, so great.
Mellor, you can have anything to eat. What are you eating today? You don't have to think about the wife, the kids. No, it's what Jeff wants to eat today.
Man. Hey, you know, it's weird because when you start worrying about, like, eating healthy, it's almost like you change your mindset. I have a hard time coming up with something that, like, I just want to gorge on now. I've fallen into the Danny camp, unfortunately, too much.
See, here's the thing. You guys are wrong about that. Like, if Cap asked me the question, I have a list right now of things that I would
gorge on. Was I wrong on bagel and lox?
That would be number one.
Like,
I might be the armchair nutritionist, and you can catch the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Please do it. But here's the thing. I could have fun with this, and, like, literally if I was going to gorge today, I would wake up in the morning and I'd start my day with a bagel, lox, and cream cheese, like you said.
What do you put on it?
Bagel. Cream cheese, lox, onion, tomato.
There
boom. On an everything bagel, man, give me two of those.
I love the multiple schmear that you do that with the bagel.
It's pretty awesome.
What, Jerry?
No,
is that Jerry?
Just me.
I'm having bagels with Jerry.
And you're doing an everything bagel?
Everything
That's bagel. Poppy seed, onion, and salt?
And garlic. Whatever they put on it, I'm doing it. That's how I'm starting my day, right?
Okay.
Going to eat that bagel. I'm going to feel good about myself. Then it's time for lunch. I haven't had a good sub in a long time.
Me either.
Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's is good.
Since the tourist flavors fell apart in my neighborhood that went to flames, that we got to look for a new place now for a good sub. We haven't had a sub in a while.
Rico Benny's has great subs. You mentioned them. They're on 26th, by the way. It's my 26th. Wife's favorite restaurant.
Oh.
I go there for once a year on her birthday.
That's hard not to drive past there and not stop.
There's a
good place
by UIC, I think, called Fontina's?
I believe that's correct, yes.
The
Restaurant Row in that area?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like on a corner. Remember the late Bob Hallberg?
Yeah.
He took me there, and I'm like, oh my God, that's the greatest sub I've ever eaten.
Oh, yeah. It's good stuff. And probably me being more of a cake guy than a pie guy, the same place, you know, like a Portillo's, you get that chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like Mom used to make. Haven't had that in a long time either.
Quality.
Haven't had that in a long time, too. Doesn't mean I'm not thinking about it, though. I'm always thinking about it. I just can't eat it right now.
That's the willpower.
Yes.
But for this exercise, you just have to push that off to the side.
Yes, for that exercise, I think I will go get one today.
How about an Achevel burger? Have you ever had an Achevel cheeseburger
with
steak and
an
egg?
Oh, my God. Yes, I have, but always after midnight.
Oh,
with,
of course.
With Friedel.
It's amazing.
It's always by candlelight with Friedel. When Friedel was working here, of course, he'd work a Bulls game. It's like, hey, are you ready, man? I'm still writing. Writing about Derek. Hold on. It's like, all right, man, it's 11 o'clock. I'll be right there. 11:30. All right, man. You're going to close. 12 o'clock. Midnight. There, here he comes, sliding up. Like, all right, man, it's 12 o'clock.
Let's go.
That means I got to stay up until 4 to digest all this.
No question.
But that's the late nights.
So it was it's Fontano's. It is at 1058 West Polk Street.
Yes.
My late father grew up on Polk Street.
Yes.
Amazing. Like an Italian sub place.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
But the hot dog and the fries, yeah, that I haven't had it in so long, but it's awesome.
And your mom liked it at the end, right?
She did.
Yeah, she. Whatever you say, she knew about the food.
She did.
She liked that at the end.
Alzheimer's had taken, you know, its awful grip.
Mm-hmm.
Could I get something from Portillo's? Excuse me? You can't remember if you brushed your teeth and you want Portillo's?
See?
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Shakes. Yeah. That chocolate shake
yes.
with the cake in it.
That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
At that once.
Oh, that's insane.
That is ridiculous.
Okay, so Man. Speaking of food, PB&J or grilled cheese. That, and it's National Eat Whatever the Hell You Want Day.
Mm-hmm.
Light them up. 312-332-3776. Need your suggestions. Next.
Take that.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
National Eat Whatever You Want Day. Like, we have National Deep Dish Day, then National Pizza Day, then National Thin Crust Day, then National Donut Day, and on, Hot Dog Day. Today, it's National Eat Whatever You Want.
It's a good day. It's a good day.
It is.
And usually, those days are days that end with Y for me. but lately, not the case. I got you in love with Rick and Benny's. I told you, man, it's a great spot. I actually owe JR one of those King sandwiches. So good.
Oh, I was looking at I have the Rick and Benny's menu up. I've never been there.
Oh, my God. Meller and I have been there. The Southside locations.
Oh, yeah.
Doctor.
Many an afternoon after high school was spent at a Rika Benny's hanging out. Yes. It's right next to Curie High School back in the day.
Yeah.
Yes. Breaded steak sandwich for sure.
Oh, my. Oh, man.
Now, it looks like it's rolled. Is that right? It's not like just a roll with the thick. It looks like it's kind of like spiraled.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because it's a... It's a wet sandwich.
Yes.
In a good way.
Yes.
Yes.
It's the sandwich, as I said, you can't eat in one sitting. At least I can't.
I told Hoodie.
It's amazing.
And if you can't, I can't.
All right. It's amazing.
So I looked at the menu. Like, the Sicilian beef looks good.
Mm-hmm.
The Italian sausage. But for me, it would be the combo beef and sausage with beef gravy.
Listen, if you're going to go to Rika Benny's, you can get whatever you want off the menu, but you have to take home a breaded steak sandwich for later.
What is red gravy? Available as regular or king size served with red gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like marinara?
A little bit, but it's a little bit more gravy texture to it.
Yes, a little bit more liquidy.
Yes.
I say there's special sauce.
So it's like when you get a beef at Al's and you go, you know, dipped. It's like wet.
Baptized.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's what they call it.
Baptized.
That's why it has to be rolled.
Yeah. So it's great stuff. But, you know, like I said, like for me, it would be something like that. It would be chocolate cake, especially the one from Portillo's, something like that. Or like Malnati's, which, and by the way, you know, it's I know that you know people from New York, and I do too, mm-hmm. how they bash our pizza and all that, because it always starts there. Whose pizza is better? Whose pizza is best? You know, people from outside of this city don't understand that there's actually our pizza is delicious any way you want it.
Correct.
Whether it's a one that's stacked or one that's a regular pizza, either way, it's very delicious.
Yeah, like Peace is really good.
Yeah.
I've never had the Art of Pizza. I think Danny told me Art of Pizza is really good.
Yeah.
Like, there's really super thin. There's taverns. There's not a bad pizza usually.
No. No, but New York people, they're very particular about their pizza, saying that our pizza is a casserole, which is nonsense. It's not a casserole. It's
correct.
Not.
Correct.
You know, I've had pizza in New York. It's terrible.
It's greasy.
It's white. It's wet and greasy.
Yes.
I get it from some random stand on the corner in front of garbage.
Right.
Can't stand that city. Not a fan. Not
you
a
don't,
fan.
You don't like a nice waft of... you know, especially when it's in the summertime, a nice waft of garbage to set the mood for a nice slice.
It's only because I grew up with alleys. That's why I don't like it.
That's fair.
I'm used to my garbage being behind the
right.
house.
They don't have any alleys.
Nasty.
Like, what idiot decided to set the city up that way?
It's nasty.
All right, let's go to the phones. Harding is first. Hey, Harding. What's up, man? How are you?
What's going on, gentlemen? Hey, I'm a little disappointed in Jay Hood. I don't understand. You want pizza on this type of day? I'm from the south side of Chicago, man. I got Harold all day. So let's do a large gizzard fried hard, mild sauce on the fries, only a little salt and pepper. Even if you did want to go pizza, you got to go hood pizza, Italian fiesta, pepperoni and pineapple. Or if you got a taste for a little bit of something on the border, some frijoles and arroz, and you get steak tacos from Zaca Tacos, onions and cilantro only on a corn tortilla with a little bit of lime. Let's go, Hood. You want just regular pizza?
That Luca Malnati's is not regular pizza, Harding. But Italian Fiesta, that was Saturday on 71st.
Okay. You're riding with Cap, though. I love it, though. I know the wife is over there, so I love it. I'll ride with you guys. Okay, talk to you later.
See you, Harding. Have a good day, man.
Well, Harold's, I mean, that's not something where it's like, oh, I don't know if I should. If I'm going to have it, I'm going to have it. I just won't get like a half white with mild sauce all the time, you know, but something in particular like deep dish pizza, mm-hmm. something, a specialty like that. Okay. But chicken once a month, maybe.
Tracy Butler weighed in, said she'd eat Twizzlers today. Anything you want.
That's fair.
That's fair. If that makes her happy. And then RJ Curcio says, guys, I just did the rounds the other night to check the perimeter. Mario's is now open. Confirmed.
Ah, you checked the perimeter. I like that.
I like that.
That's my guy right there.
RJ, thank you, man. Mario's is, I mean, like you go there and I would get either the watermelon or the cantaloupe Italian ice mm-hmm. where there's chunks of the fruit in it.
Yeah.
And it's this little stand like you would have made a clubhouse behind your parents' house as a kid.
Yeah.
That's it.
I love
and
that.
It's awesome.
I love that he checked the perimeter to make sure it was still there.
Al's Italian Beef across the street.
Yeah.
Eat the beef, walk across, get in line at Mario's. Crazy.
Al's makes you feel good.
Oh, so good.
Al's gives you a hug.
It does.
It does. When it goes down, when you have that combo, it just makes you feel
good.
So
when we were beer vendors at White Sox, and before we were 21, we would have to sell either pop or cotton candy or yeah. peanuts or whatever it was. We get done vending. We'd cash out, have our pocket full of money from tips and whatever. Mm-hmm. And my brother Bruce and I'd be right to Al/Mario's. That's how we ended the night. It was awesome.
That's funny.
Oscar and Joliet. What's up, kid?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show. So
you're the man.
What's up, Oscar?
Appreciate it. What's going on? So if you guys are ever in the Chicago Heights area, there's this ice cream stand called Zarlingo's, and they have this thing called a Mary Lou's Apple Dumpling Sundae. So it's this fresh-baked apple dumpling with two swirls of vanilla soft serve and caramel. Man, it's off the charts. Amazing.
Where is this?
You said Zarlingo's?
Yeah, Zarlingo's in Chicago Heights.
Chicago Heights. Okay.
Sounds right, really down. Good.
Just writing it down.
Really hey, good.
Give it to me again, what you would eat right now. What's the name of it?
It's called Mary Lou's
uh-huh.
Apple Dumpling Sundae. Amazing.
That's got to be amazing.
It sounds amazing. Yep. Sounds amazing. Oscar, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
no problem. Have
thank you, brother.
All right, so it's National Eat Whatever You Want Day. That's what it is today. So if you work out and you're like, yeah, I don't really do that, today you could treat yourself. Big time.
Yes.
Big time.
Now, I know for some it's a slippery slope. Once you've had it, just like, okay, I'm going to go backwards again. But if you have that discipline, be like, okay, I'm going to have this once, and I'll go right back to it. Sometimes you just have to treat yourself, man.
Exactly.
Listen, here's one thing I'm never going to do. I'm never going to look like Danny, and I'm not trying to be.
Right.
But the other thing is that I'm not going to suffer.
See, if you see
I'm not going to suffer.
Like I've been with Danny on trips. if you see Danny, you're like, boy, that guy's really thin.
Sure.
Then you get him in the gym, Danny's like wiry strong.
Yeah, well, he's a monster.
He's a monster.
And he was someone who used to beat up people.
How much more did he weigh back then, I wonder? Danny, what was your high water mark weight-wise? Because the picture of you behind Rex Grossman, you literally look like a steroid guy.
I don't know. I never was a get-on-the-scale type of person. I just, you know...
I wish true. I could say that.
Never was into it. I was bigger. I was a lot bigger than I was now.
Yes.
30 pounds?
No, not 30 pounds.
He kept the, he kept the weight on to beat up people back then because he was a problem.
That picture
only
of
when
you,
I had to.
That picture of you with Rex Grossman, you're like a different human being.
Well, we all change, evolve, grow.
He got he had a
flip.
He had a family. He had a, that's why. But before that, the Danny I knew, you different, don't want to mess. You wouldn't want to mess with him.
Different guy.
Yeah.
he's
a dangerous person.
How about we go to Scott? Hey, Scott's up in Highland Park. What's up, Scott?
Hey guys. So listen, Rickabenny's. I'm 53 years old. I've been going there with my dad since I was 5. I'm a diehard Sox fan. We went every Sunday when all they had was a picnic table in the back. Now I take my daughter there for years. Yeah, the breaded steak is what they're known for. Italian beef, fantastic. Fresh cut fries. But the hidden value, the best items there, the pizza, the sliced pizza. It's like Pompeii Pizza Bakery. They have all these choices. My favorites, deep dish sausage, deep dish spinach and mushroom, thin veggie with garlic. It is by far the best place in Chicago, and everybody misses the pizza. Try that, guys. You'll love it.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, man. Have a good day. Enjoy it.
Maybe once or twice, but I'm just enamored, as Mellor would tell you, just enamored with the sandwich.
Yeah.
that's what it is.
I went online and looked at it, and it looks amazing.
It's a great place.
Well, to add to that, though, real quick, like the good thing about he said the pizza, yeah, because if you're an adult, you love the breaded steak sandwich. But yes, if you have kids, you can bring them there, and they will enjoy the pizza as well. So it's a win-win.
Steve on the south side. Hey, Steve, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Fry the Coop.
There's one in Oaklawn and one in Westtown. There's a glazed donut chicken sandwich.
I know what that is.
Yeah, I don't get the glazed donut with, like, that's, I guess, the sweet and the savory together.
JR had one of those. JR ate that exact sandwich.
Was it good?
He said it was to die for.
Oh, man, off the chain. I'd eat it every day, every week, but yeah, bad things, man, bad things.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah,
awesome.
Like, I didn't get the glazed, what's the name? Long John.
Yeah.
With a big strip of bacon on it.
Had that downtown. Peacock and I went to a place downtown and was able to get that.
What was the name of the famous donut place? I don't know if it's
down here, downtown here.
Yeah, it's off of Fulton.
Yeah, and I can't remember the name of it, but yeah, we had that once too. I think that the reason why you have these, I would call them exotic donuts, is because the places that's supposed to specialize in donuts don't do a good job with it. You know, some of these places, they get their donuts off a truck. It's nonsense.
Right.
I'd rather have something that I know you put your arm in.
You were in there 2 a.m. baking.
Yeah, I know that mama or daddy was in there, and they put their whole elbow in there. They were making sure that thing was ready for the morning.
So there is a chocolate chip coffee cake. This guy, Mark Miller, who used to own Leonard's Bakery, he's now selling it all through Once Upon a Bagel.
Remember that, yeah.
And he makes this chocolate chip coffee cake. Go to Once Upon a Bagel, Once Upon a Deli, Once Upon a Grill. They got three of them. Oh, my God.
I love that.
He makes that. He makes a s'mores one and an Oreo cookie one. Coffee cake. Dude, I mean, wow. Crazy. Anyway, speaking of food, we'll get to more of your calls. Ben and Dirk and all of you. Hang in there. We'll get to you. Speaking of food, you get a chance to win dinner at Lou Malnati's next as we play Hoodwinked. Caller 10 right now. Jump in. We got a couple lines open. 312-332-3776. You have a chance to help me decide, is Hoodie hoodwinking us? That is next. Take that.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and J Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app. All right, Cap and J-Hood listeners, who's ready for a story? Sit back and relax as Jonathan Hood regales you with tales of frivolity,
Did it really happen?
We have been hoodwinked.
Who knows?
Bamboozled, led astray.
Who cares? Be prepared to be
run amok and flat out deceived.
Hoodwinked.
We don't get fooled again.
Hoodwinked, one of our favorite segments, is brought to you by Lou Malnati's. When you want deep dish and sports, dine-in, curbside pickup, and no-contact delivery, Lou Malnati's. The passion runs deep. So here's how we play this. My esteemed partner, the great Jonathan Hood, will tell us a story. The caller and I will get together. We will converse. In the end, it's my choice. Is he telling us the truth or trying to hoodwink us? And if I'm right, caller gets dinner at Lou Malnati's. All right, we've got Nick. He's on the north side. Nick, you are the lucky 10th caller. You get to play. Are you ready to do this, my friend?
Oh, yeah, I'm happy to be here.
All right, what do you do for a living, Nick?
I'm a salesman.
Nice. What do you sell?
I sell breakfast equipment and, like, breakfast flour for waffles.
Nice. We're just talking about waffles.
I know. I heard.
We're just talking about food, Nick. You came to the right place.
There you go. Okay. All right, Nick, here we go. Hoodie's going to take the floor, and it's his show. Jonathan?
Nick, you ready, buddy?
Oh, I was born ready.
All right, let's see if we can get you this Lou Malnati. So, you ever been to San Antonio?
No.
Don't. So, San Antonio, Texas. So, Jason Goff and I are in San Antonio, and we go to several bars, and we go to a couple of places with great music and drink, and we finally found a club that we really liked, and we get there via taxi. So we're there for several hours. The lights come on because of San Antonio. They roll the streets up pretty early, so it's 2 a.m. The lights come on. It's 2 a.m., and they say, everyone's got to go. All right, so everyone leaves. So in this particular club in San Antonio, you got to walk down a ramp. And so now we get to street level, and there's 125 people standing, waiting to get cabs. Of course, there's only three cabs that are there, right? 125 people, three cabs, 2 a.m. It's not a really good mix, right? So Jason and I are pretty much stranded. We're just standing there like, okay, so how are we going to get back to the hotel? From the club that we were in, it was about, I would say, 35 minutes back to the hotel, and you got to go across a highway to get there. So there's no way we're walking, right? Not across the highway. That's not happening. 2 o'clock in the morning in San Antonio, that's just not happening. So Goff says that he was talking to some friends that he met at the club. He says, follow me. He says, man, follow me. So there's some doors of a van that opens, right? And Goff says, hop in. He goes, no, I know them. I said, you do? He says, yep, we got to get back to the hotel, so hop in. We go, the door's closed. There's two women. There's one is a driver, and there's a passenger. And Goff says, can you take us back to the hotel? And they said, sure. They did. Did that really happen? Wow.
To be honest, it's just strange enough that I think it happened. Cap, what do you think?
Yeah, like, I know my guy here. He is at the Final Four every year. He is a guy who does his shows there. He loves being in the coach's hotel lobby where, you know, it's like a sweatsuit convention, and he loves being there, and he's got his UIC shirt on, and they think he's either the head coach or one of the assistants. And then he likes to go out. Like, Hoodie is not a guy who at 8:30 goes, okay, my show's over, I'm going to bed. Hoodie's out till 8:30 in the morning.
What do you know about this Goff character, though?
Oh, I love Jason. Jason's a good dude, man. I work with him over at TV. Jason's also a guy like Hoodie that would like to be out in the club at the Final Four and knows everybody. I am going to say, you're cool if I go, this is absolutely 100% true.
Yeah, do it.
All right.
Final answer.
Final answer. We're locking it in. This is absolutely, without a doubt, true.
Nick, you sure?
Sure.
Okay. So, Nick, that's a true story. Absolutely.
There we go.
Correct the mundo.
All right, Nick, enjoy your dinner at Lou Malnati's and get the cookie pizza for dessert. It's ridiculous.
You bet it, Cap.
And Nick, I need you to answer this one question for me. What's the station just hooked you up with Lou Malnati's?
ESPN 1000, baby.
All right, we'll put you on hold. All right, guys, thanks.
All right, Nick. Next, man.
Nick, Nick is a winner.
He is.
Put him on hold. Hold on hold, pal. There we go. Nick is a winner.
Hoodwinked is presented by Lou Malnati's. The passion runs deep.
So what do you think of that? What do you think of that story? Did you hear the details of
the
story?
I did. I absolutely did. And I've been with you at different tournaments. Black, you and me went to dinner at the MGM Casino in Detroit. Then we went gambling. Like, Jonathan Hood knows how to have a good time.
Only problem is, okay, so if you listen to the details of the story. Okay, so some of these places, man, there's these what we call one-horse towns. I mean, it's 2 a.m. in San Antonio. There's three cabs. Now, San Antonio, outside of the Riverwalk, Riverwalk is awesome.
Awesome.
It's...
It kills our Riverwalk.
I'm trying to not sell this one story about Chris Duhon, so I won't say it.
Chris Duhon, my guy.
That's a story. I'll tell you that one off the air about the Riverwalk in San Antonio with that guy. Nonetheless, I'm trying to get that image out of my mind. But it just... But outside of the Riverwalk, Cap, you know, this is a Pat O'Brien's piano bar nonsense. There's a couple of holes in the wall, but not a lot, right? It's 2 a.m. You know, we're Chicagoans, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, the streets don't roll. It rolls up at 2 a.m. Night's still young, especially when I was younger.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
But then it's like there's three cabs. It's 100. People are pouring out of the club.
It's the Final Four.
But there's three cabs in the whole town, seemingly, right?
Crazy.
It's like, so how are you supposed to get back to the hotel? You ever had that conundrum? Maybe not you, but I've had that conundrum.
I have.
I'm in San Antonio, and like, I could see the hotel from across the highway, but right. I can't get there.
But I-70 whatever is running through there.
I can't get there.
Correct.
And it's just kind of like, well, how do we get there? Well, Jason always knows how to find a way.
Yes, he does.
And I said... Now, I don't know these. They're like, oh, no. And we just go into the side of the van. He goes, oh, I know them. You do? You're working on the side of the room. It was dark. I don't know where you were.
So he's listening right now. He texted me. He said, ask Jonathan if he remembers going back to a club in New Orleans and getting my money back because the dancer wanted to talk about her problems to Hood for half an hour.
Well... Yes. Also, story of epic proportions.
Let's go to the phones. Jim in Chicago Heights. What's up, man?
Pretty good. There was a horse that ran last weekend. I believe it was at Arlington. It was hoodwinked.
No way. Did it win?
Well, it actually won the third race. Unfortunately, it ran in the second race.
Wow, Hoodie. Your horse finished
dead last.
A race later.
Shocking.
Not good. Hey, Jim, thanks, man.
Sure.
Appreciate you. Hey, the Blackhawks played their final game last night. It's a little controversy, too. We put a bow on the season. Next.
Take that.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
A national eat whatever the hell you want day. It's also the day after the Hawks' final hockey game of a disappointing 2020-21 season. Actually, 21. I don't think they started till January. 56 games. Hawks are not going to the playoffs. And last night, blew a 2-goal lead in the third period. Lost in overtime. They gave up a goal with, I think, 27 seconds left in the overtime before the shootout would have transpired. And they gave up a goal in the second period, I believe, with 2 seconds left.
Yeah.
2.2 seconds left. Two bad goals. Can't happen. They do. And their season is over. And I am more than a little concerned. I mean, are they going to get Jonathan Toews back? We hope so. There's no promise that he's coming back through that door. He missed the entire year. And you look at that division, they're probably going to get back to regular scheduling next year. Because the pandemic, thank goodness, looks like it'll be in the rearview mirror. Everyone's getting vaccinated. I can't tell you that team's going to the playoffs. The last time they won a playoff game was in 2015.
Right.
16, they got swept away and dominated by Nashville, who lost in the Stanley Cup final that year. So 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. That's 5 years. And last year, everyone will say, well, they were in the playoffs last year. They only got in because of the pandemic. They added an extra round. That was it.
You know, but watching the game yesterday, Cap, the finish is kind of a microcosm of Hawks hockey this season, right? Well, you know, you have some excitement, you've got some highlights, and all of a sudden you give up the goal. I don't know how much emphasis they will have on the draft when it comes to defense, but my God, man, there's got to be protection for the goaltender. So, but it's not all lost, though. I mean, so this season ends flatly. The last game in front of 3,300, 3,400 people at United Center.
And they were loud.
Yeah, they were loud. Well, you know what? It was just they got tired of being bottled up. They finally were able to get to the United Center.
Correct.
They just wanted to be able to scream and cheer about something, right,
correct,
with this Hawks team. It's not so bad. So it starts with Patrick Kane. It always starts with Kane, right? So that's a positive. As you mentioned, Jonathan Toews. If Toews is back, if Toews plays this year, maybe the Hawks are a playoff team. Maybe they are. Maybe they're not. Who knows?
Don't know.
You have no idea. I just know that that guy is a difference maker for sure. But you have him. But ultimately, this is the season of DeBrincat. The season of DeBrincat, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you talk about stars for the Blackhawks.
Year.
Oh, he had a tremendous year. Now you want to see it again. 41-goal sophomore season, not so bad, right? So, I mean, maybe you have a goaltender in Lincoln and maybe you don't. I just know that this is a time of transition for the Hawks, but there are a few positives there for the season.
Good young players. Kubalik is a guy who I thought is a really solid player, had a good year last year. And on top of all of it, you know, forgetting Jonathan Toews for a second, I'm a huge Patrick Kane guy. Like, I hope that someday I can have one of his jerseys hanging on my wall in my basement. You've been there.
Sure.
I have a bunch of, like, legendary players. I think he's legendary. I think Patrick Kane is a legendary Chicago athlete. There's been great Chicago athletes. Great. He's legendary, what he's done. But during the game, and I'm a huge Pat Foley fan. Love him on the broadcast. You know how close I am with Edzo. He's amazing.
Yeah.
Pat made a remark that you just can't say.
It was a brutal year in terms of the travel and the condensed schedule and the way these guys were able to handle themselves and get through it without having a game to be rescheduled because of them. I really admire that. I admire their commitment to following the rules and the protocols. I do know this, partner. Had I been traveling with this team this year, I might have put a bullet in my head. I mean, I wouldn't have even had access to the player lounge that they had. So for somebody like you or I, it would be room or hockey rink. That's it. You couldn't leave your room if you weren't at the rink. So really admire the way these guys were able to get through it under very trying conditions.
Okay, you can't say it. I know what he intended. You can't say it. And he obviously heard the outrage. There were people all over social media. What? Phil Rosenthal's got an article. I think Jeff Agres. This is how he came back then out of break a few minutes later.
When I was talking about complimenting the Blackhawks and the restrictions they had to deal with on the road, I made a comment about myself and how hard it would be for me to deal with all the restrictions. And I said, put a bullet in my head. I wish I didn't say that. I'm sorry if I offended some folks. Apparently I did. And so I apologize.
So that's the end of that. It's just that.
It's not the last time. He's
like we talked last week about the line.
Yeah. It's not the last time Foley's had to apologize for something. Look, I'm not offended by the comment, but I can understand why people would be.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you don't want the imagery of someone that's an all-time great to put a bull in his head. That's the number one thing. Like, as great as Pat Foley has been in this city as one of the supreme voices in this town, you don't have that image in your head. Secondly, those that have dealt with suicide, you don't want that to be in people's heads either.
Correct.
So, like I said, I'm not necessarily offended by it, but I understand why people would. There's another way to say that. It's very clear. I would have had a hard time dealing with this season if I was just only isolated, going from the rink to the hotel. And that would be the end of that. You don't have to go to such extremes to express how you would feel if you had to go from the rink to the hotel and back.
Correct.
There's a way to
lockdown.
I mean, for someone that's a wordsmith that is able to describe things, be able to do that better. That's all. But again, not for me necessarily. I understand what he meant. It's an expression. But in today's times where we are so many people are going through tough times, suicide, all that, you don't want to say that.
You cannot.
You're like, again, Pat, just like in the past where he said things that he had to apologize for, you should know better. You're a veteran broadcaster.
38 years he's been the voice of the 38 years. And he's a legendary voice
of course.
In the city's history.
Of course. So, but as far as that's concerned, we have one more hockey show this Saturday, I believe.
With Pat Boyle and Brian Hanley.
I hope they're able to, I'm sure they'll talk about every angle of it. I like to see what Bowman's going to do with the salary cap structure. They got about, according to The Athletic, about $14 million to spend this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they'll have more than that. Hopefully some of it is on defense.
Going to need it. Going to need it.
How about stopping somebody for the first time in
Correct.
A couple years?
Yeah, that would be outstanding. We go around the NFL with our guy, Albert Breer, in 2 minutes.
Take that.
Take that.